It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When an etymology sounds too clever to be true, it often isn't true.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rena.
What is this about untrue etymologies? Are you saying we're making things up?
We do sometimes make things up. And I was thinking about this because after we did our segment about terms from sailing, a friend of mine stopped me and said, well, the term, you know, a term that comes from sailing that you didn't mention is posh. And he said, you know, I've always heard that that comes from port outward, starboard home. And I thought, that etymology sounds a little dicey to me. So I went and looked it up. And in fact, it is a false etymology, that there is a story out there that the word comes from the ships that were going between Britain and India. And it referred to the cabins that would have been on the cooler and therefore more comfortable side of the ship, port outward, starboard home. And so on the ticket, it would have P-O-S-H as the abbreviation. This, however, does not seem to be true. We're not quite sure where the word posh comes from, but it may come from posh meaning money or posh meaning dandy at an earlier point in English.
I'll bet you have a million of these.
I don't have a million, but I have a few. And one of the best known false etymologies out there is about a very taboo word in English, which I will refer to as the F word.
Oh, good.
And there are people who think this comes from an acronym. The two acronyms that are often proposed are fornication under consent of the king and for unlawful carnal knowledge. And I'm here to say that neither one of those is true. Again, not completely certain etymology, but goes back to Indo-European, as far as we can tell, probably a verb that meant something like strike.
So this is what you do in your free time.
It is.
What else have you got, Anne?
It turns out for people who think that golf is also an acronym coming from gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, not true.
Not so much.
Not so much. And one of the ones, I've studied the history of gender in English for a long time, and there are some pretty amazing false etymologies for the word woman, including woe to man.
Yes.
And womb man.
Now, are you sure the woe to man isn't true?
I am quite sure it's not true.
Well, since we have been known to stoop to scatological humor, let's talk about the false etymology concerning the toilet.
Yes. So the word crap, some people claim, goes back to Thomas Crapper, who was a plumber, and he did popularize the flush toilet. But the word crap actually predates Thomas Crapper to mean something like waste or what's left over.
Well, we have done the station proud once again. Thank you so much, Anne.
You're very welcome, Rena.